Ishopanishad Mantra 4. Anejad ekang manaso javiyo naina deva apnuvan purvam arshat tad dhavato nyan atyeti tishpat tasmin napo matarishva didhati. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. Through mental speculation, even the greatest philosopher cannot know the Supreme Lord, who is the absolute personality of Godhead. For he can be known only by his devotees through the Lord's mercy. In Brahma Samhita, it is stated that even if a non-devotee philosopher travels through space at the speed of the wind or the speed of the mind for hundreds of millions of years, he or she will still find that the absolute truth is far, far away. The Brahma Samhita further describes that the absolute personality of Godhead has his transcendental abode known as Goloka Vrindavan, where he remains and engages in his pastimes. And yet, by his inconceivable potencies, can simultaneously reach every part of his creative energy. In the Vishnu Purana, his potencies are compared to the heat and light that emanate from a fire. Although situated in one place, a fire can distribute its light and heat for some distance. Similarly, the absolute personality of Godhead, although fixed in his transcendental abode, can diffuse his different energies everywhere. Although his energies are innumerable, they can be divided into three principal categories. Internal potency, marginal potency, external potency. There are hundreds and millions of subheadings to each of these categories. The dominating demigods, who are empowered to control and administer such natural phenomena as air, light, and rain, are all classified with the marginal potency of the Absolute Person. Lesser living beings, including humans, also belong to the Lord's marginal potency. The material world is the creation of the Lord's external potency, and the spiritual sky, where the kingdom of God is situated, is the manifestation of his internal potency. Thus, the different energies of the Lord are present everywhere. Although the Lord and his energies are non-different, one should not mistake these energies for the Supreme Truth, nor should one wrongly consider that the Supreme Lord is distributed everywhere impersonally, or that one loses his personal existence. Men are accustomed to reach conclusions according to their capacity for understanding. But the Supreme Lord is not subject to our limited capacity for understanding. And it is for this reason that the Upanishads warn us that no one can approach the Lord by one's own limited potency. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that not even the great rishis and suras can know Him. And what to speak of the asuras, for whom there is no question of understanding the ways of the Lord? This fourth mantra of Sri Ishopanishad very clearly suggests that the Absolute Truth is ultimately the Absolute Person. Otherwise, there would have been no need to mention so many details in support of His personal features. Although the individual parts and parcels of the Lord's potencies have all the symptoms of the Lord Himself, they have but limited spheres of activity and are therefore limited. The parts and parcels are never equal to the whole. Therefore, they cannot appreciate the Lord's full potency. Under the influence of material nature, foolish and ignorant living beings who are but parts and parcels of the Lord try to conjecture about the Lord's transcendental position. Sri Ishopanishad warns of the futility of trying to establish the identity of the Lord through mental speculation. Rather, one should try to learn of the transcendence from the Lord Himself, who is the supreme source of the Vedas. For it is the Lord alone who has full knowledge of transcendence. Every part and parcel of the complete whole is endowed with some particular energy to act according to the Lord's will. When the part and parcel living entity forgets his or her particular activities under the Lord's will, he or she is considered to be in Maya, illusion. Thus, from the very beginning, Sri Ishopanishad warns us to be very careful to play the part designated for us by the Lord. This does not mean that the individual soul has no initiative of one's own. Because one is part and parcel of the Lord, one must partake of the initiative of the Lord as well. So when a person properly utilizes his or her initiative or active nature with proper intelligence, understanding that everything is the Lord's potency, then one can revive his or her original consciousness, which was lost due to association with Maya, the external energy. All power is obtained from the Lord. Therefore, each particular power must be utilized to execute the will of the Lord and not otherwise. The Lord can be known by one who has adopted such a submissive service attitude. Perfect knowledge means knowing the Lord in all His features, knowing His potencies, and knowing how these potencies work by His free will. All these matters are described by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of all Upanishads.